Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Bear down. Let's go.
That is Matt Eberflus, the head coach of your Chicago Bears. Before I get to Mark Grody, I am enjoying Cardinals fans who are mad at me. Cardinals fans that are like, yeah, I totally get it. And White Sox fans are like, yeah, I don't like them either. And I never knew why until you said something. Best fans in baseball. Take your bird on the bat. Anyway, Mark Grody is here. And, well, he's not here. He's actually at Halas Hall because the Bears have mandatory minicamp that's going on. So we thought that he would join us from the practice field, and we could talk a little bit about the Bears. He joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Groats, how are you?
Lawrence, I am doing great. I am watching practice right now, about an hour and 20 minutes into practice. The Bears are full team on field one. They had it separated onto two fields, and now conveniently enough, every single player is on the same field, and they are going through some full team drills right now, and just keeping an eye out for anything. And you might hear like a nice little breeze in the background, and that is very welcome because it's hot. It's hot, baby.
I can imagine that is the case of getting that cool breeze going through the Halas Hall practice fields is a necessary thing. Groats, catch us up. What's going on with Robert Quinn? Why is he not there?
We don't know exactly why Robert Quinn is not here. I guess one could surmise that this was not what he signed up for, that when Robert Quinn signed a deal with the Bears, that he was coming in here to, you know, essentially replace Leonard Floyd and to be teamed up with guys like Khalil Mack and Eddie Goldman and Bilal Nichols and the defense that was there for the Bears, none of which is here anymore. So I would think that you have a guy who is, I think there's a couple scenarios that Robert Quinn's agent is sort of running this and hoping for and wanting for some sort of trade to take place to see if there is a better scenario, a team that he can go to that is on the verge of winning, whatever the case may be in that regard. So I think that that's part of it. And I also think that there's probably, I don't know this for sure, but there's probably some good communication going on between the general manager, Ryan Poles, and Robert Quinn. And I always say that because it seems like there is a precedent for it when it comes to Ryan Poles, that he is very, like, open and in tune with the players, and he gets it. He understands it. Like with the Nick Foles thing, he understood that Nick Foles was not going to be part of this team eventually. So he said, "Hey, stay home. You don't need, you go on vacation with your family, and hopefully you'll end up on another team." Now, I don't know if it's not that simple with Robert Quinn, but I do think that Ryan Poles could be saying to Robert Quinn's people, "Hey, like, it's okay. You know, we're working on this. We'll see if we can come up with a scenario in which, you know, which is good for both of us. And in the meantime, you don't need to come to the mini camp. But if something doesn't get done, we will expect you to arrive in, I almost said Bourbonnais, in training camp here in Lake Forest once that hits in late July and early August." So, and I think that one of those scenarios is probably right. But, you know, we have not been told exactly what is going on. And yesterday, Matt Eberflus, when we did ask him about it, he said that he preferred to let that be a conversation between Ryan Poles and Robert Quinn. So I bet there is some good communication going on. Knowing Robert Quinn a little bit, and just what I said with some of the precedents that Ryan Poles has set already, even Ryan Poles' communication, honestly, with Larry Ogunjobi throughout that whole thing, and that was a fail. There's no doubt about it. That sucked that happened, that they weren't able to get that three technique in here. But there was a good conversation. There was, you know, a very personal conversation, a hard conversation that he had with Larry Ogunjobi, and he admitted, you know, that was obviously not an ideal scenario. So I've watched the way Ryan Poles has dealt with players, so my guess is that there's good communication going on.
I tend to agree with you, Groats. I feel like this is kind of a perfunctory professional thing that's happening, that everyone kind of gets it. Quinn doesn't want to be here, nor should he want to be at this point in his career, considering what the Bears are doing. And the Bears don't want to, like, make him out to be a villain in this. So I think you're right. I think that both sides can just kind of, like, yeah, we're not going to work. Like, so let's figure out where the Bears can get the most impact from making a trade with Quinn, and Quinn can be happy on where he ends up playing his football next season.
Yeah, and there was no players that were like, I'll keep it with Eberflus. You know, he wasn't like, "Oh, we expect all of our players to be here. It's mandatory." Now, when pressed on it, he did say yesterday, he said this is not an excused absence. He said mandatory is mandatory. But you could tell, like, with, you know, being there and watching body language and seeing his expressions and answering the question, it wasn't like something he's angry about. And said, here's another tell. Like, Matt Eberflus yesterday in his press conference, he didn't wait for questions to be asked about Robert Quinn. He had it in his prepared statements. When coaches get up here, oftentimes they will start with a rundown of the day. "Hey, we had a good practice today. This guy did this. This guy, really proud of these guys." And what he added to his monologue yesterday was, "And look, hey, Robert Quinn was not here. I'm going to prefer to," essentially, this is paraphrase, "I'm going to prefer to allow Ryan, or let Ryan Poles do the talking on this one." And he says he's had communication with him. So, yeah, I think it really comes down to everybody's being adults about this so far.
Yes,
I think, right? That's really what it comes down to. Everybody's being an adult.
I think you nailed it. So let's talk about what you deem interesting when it comes to this stuff. Groats, you've been on the beat now. You get it, that this is the stuff it's got to be reported. But I always keep wondering, like, what is the value of it? So as someone who's around it every day, what interests you with these mini camp practices?
Definitely the offensive line. Definitely, because it has been an ever-changing process. It's really the only, because, I mean, we had the little moment with Jalen Johnson not being with the ones, and then that quickly changed. Like, everybody knows that Jalen Johnson is the best cornerback on this roster by far. But watching, like, and again today, I can say this because Matt Eberflus said that yesterday it would be the same scenario, that today I'm watching the ones right now, and again, I see Braxton Jones in there playing the left tackle position for the Bears, and over on the right side is Larry Borum, and Tevin Jenkins is working out with the number twos. So, you know, it makes it very, very interesting. And I'm actually, this is interesting. Well,
okay.
I can tell you this. This is interesting. I think I could tell you this.
I hope you can tell because I don't want you to get in trouble.
Okay, you know what? I will just say this in the name of keeping my credential. Like what I'm watching right now, I am seeing another, and I promise you I will report on this later when it's completely okay. Legal. I am seeing another offensive lineman, another rookie offensive lineman playing with the ones that is playing guard, because obviously there was an injury to the Bears yesterday in Dakota Dozier. So who's going to come on up? And I'm just let me just stare it down here, Lawrence. Yeah, it is a left guard playing a rookie playing with the ones right now. So it's hard to see. So I'm giving you news right now, Lawrence. This is hilarious. So I'm not going to say who it is. It's one of those four that was drafted. But and as soon as this practice ends, I will tweet it. I will tell you all about it.
I look forward to retweeting it.
Yes, please do. Please do. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Now.
All right. So wait. Let me get you out of here on a Justin Fields question.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Get me out of here. I'm being approached right now. I'm being approached. Lawrence, protect me. Send an adult. Send an adult immediately. I'm going into the forest right now. Please leave me alone. Don't hurt me.
What does Justin Fields want to get accomplished? And what have the team said about how he's doing in the beginning of year two, which kind of feels like the beginning of a year one?
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting. You know, it's that we're getting little clues as to how they feel about Justin Fields, with the most prolific things being Matt Eberflus saying, "My God, he's got an arm. I love his deep ball. Love the way he throws that football deep." There's that, and then there is the much-discussed footwork that was as far as we got with Matt Eberflus yesterday. You know, we talked to Justin Fields yesterday as well, and it just sounds like to me that Justin Fields right now, he is just trying to learn an offense like everybody else on this team, as in he's not ready to say this is great and this is awesome and we're going to take off and I'm going to be a superstar. Right now there's a head down, I gotta study this playbook, I'm allowed to make mistakes. You know, he made a couple of interceptions yesterday and he wasn't happy about it. He made it very clear he wasn't happy, but there's this sort of head down, I'm learning this, I'll give back to you later. And that's almost the way Matt Eberflus has been. Like, hey, I'll give you a few nuggets here and there, but for the most part, let me get back to you later in terms of like what I really think of these guys, who's going to play where, who's going to start, who's not going to start, what's real and what's not. But, and that's sort of what the vibe I'm getting from Justin Fields.
That works for me. Groats, good luck. Have a good time watching the rest of practice, and I hope that they don't come take you away.
Oh, my God. I just saw a deer. I'm going to go hang out with that deer in the forest here. So, all right, Lawrence, I'll talk to you later. Yeah,
that's
bye.
Mark Grody. He covers the Bears for us. So, look, let me whiteboard this for people who may have jumped in the middle of that conversation and be like, why are they being so coy? You can't say stuff at Bears practices now. It's they feel like it's an NFL thing, but specifically a Bears thing. That's why Patrick Finley has to draw pictures at training camp practices. And I've seen that there's some other writers that are starting to do that too. So you can't, the rule as I know it is you can't talk about something that happens in practice until it is addressed by the Bears, meaning if Grote saw a different player playing a position, he can't say who that player is until he goes, "Hey, Matt Eberflus, we saw blah, blah, blah was playing blah, blah, blah. What made you do that?" And then after he gives you some milquetoast answer on it, you can then say that it happened. So I was laughing at the absurdity of it, and so was Grote, of him having to kind of tap dance his way around that rule. So my hope is that you enjoyed us laughing at the absurdity. That's what I was hoping.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.